Well, good morning and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, we started this month with a message on the way of salvation. Then we spent 2 weeks talking about how temptations and trials will come to those that believe. It's actually the proof of believing. Now, this week, we want to bring a message on the successful failure. So here's Pastor Reynolds as he reads from James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17.
This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of James 4, verse 13 through verse 17, and speak on the subject, the sad case of the bountiful businessman. This is really the story about how you can be a successful failure. Think of that. You can be a successful failure. The Bible states in the book of James 4, verse number 13, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." An attitude we should never take is the attitude of self-sufficiency. Listen, the person that is a self-sufficient person is apt to be a successful failure. Do not ever plan to go down that route. You see, this person planned many things, and yet the Bible says that we don't know about tomorrow. We don't know that. But this person had planned a certain period of time. He had planned to be gone about a year. At least, that's what it says in verse number 13. The Bible said that he planned to go into a certain place, go into such a city. The Bible says that he planned the procedure. He planned to buy and sell. In other words, to be a merchant. He was going to be a profitable merchant as far as that is concerned as well. He looked forward to many gains. But the gain they looked for was earthly profits, not heavenly treasure at all. You see, the problem here is not in the planning. The problem is planning without God. In the book of Luke 12, verse 13 through verse 21, the Bible gives the story here about the rich man. The rich man decided to build many barns to store his plentiful harvest, and then he would retire. But the rich man did not know that he was going to die that very night. And God called him a fool. An assumption that we should never make is that we have tomorrow. I know that we all think that we are going to have tomorrow, that we will always live, that we'll always be profitable, that we would always be here upon this earth, that we would always enjoy the things that we have earned. But this morning I want to notice seven scriptures that prove that we do not know about tomorrow. We don't know about that. Having tomorrow is something that we think about, but not what we ought to think about. The Bible says in Proverbs 27 and verse number 1, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." This is absolutely the truth. We don't even know what's going to happen this afternoon, right? How can we possibly boast about tomorrow, the things we're going to do the next day, when the day that we live in now, we don't even know about it, right? Think about this. Number 2, David prayed to God shortly before he died. In the book of 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 15, David said this, "For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding." Think of that. David was a righteous man. He was a godly man, a holy man. And he prayed to God shortly before he died. And he said, we are strangers before thee. We're just sojourners upon this earth. All our fathers were exactly the same way. We don't know about tomorrow. We don't know even about today. Today is the day when we need to turn to the Lord and see that God is well able to bless and to care for us. In the book of Job 7 and verse number 6, we find point number 3. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. Well, many of us don't even have any idea what a weaver's shuttle is. But we know this, that without Christ, our days are spent without any kind of hope at all. Point number 4. Under this thought, that assumption that we should never make is that we have tomorrow. Listen, we only know about today. Today is a day when we ought to dedicate ourselves to do what God wants us to do because our lives are passing away very quickly. In the book of Psalms 39 and verse 4 through verse 6, the writer says this, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Surely, every man walketh in a vain show. Surely, they're disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. This is what the Bible states. It's very clear, is it not, that we need to understand our end. What is your end? Where will you be in eternity? That is more important than anything else. It's more important than any kind of gain you'll ever have. Point number 5, Psalms 102 and verse number 3. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. That's the truth, is it not? If you're 70 years old, you look back on your life, and it's just gone. I mean, it's just gone. If you're 50 years old, and you look back on your life, that time is just gone. If you're even 30 years old, and you look back, you're still a young person, but you look back, and my, that time is just gone away. That's the way our lives are. Point number 6 is found in the book of Psalms 102 and verse number 11. The Bible said here, my days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. And that's the truth. That is the way that our lives really are. You see, an assumption that we should never make is that we have tomorrow. Don't ever think that tomorrow you're going to do a certain thing. Without God, it's wrong to say that. You need to always say, if God's willing, I will live, I will do this or that. But don't ever make an assumption that you're going to do anything without God. Point number 7 is in the book of Psalms 103, verse 15 through verse number 18. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Listen, we don't know about tomorrow. We just don't know. These 7 passages that we've read to you this morning is talking about an assumption that we should never make, that we're going to live tomorrow, that we even have tomorrow, that tomorrow even belongs to us. But if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. James 4:14 declares that our life is just like a vapor. The Bible said here, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow? For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. It is impossible, you see, to compare God's length of life to our length of life. God lives without any measuring of time. Think of that. God lives without any measuring of time at all, because He is an eternal God. God actually made time so we could have a measure of our existence upon this earth. But God lives without time. Now, it is not wrong to plan. Verse 15 states this, "For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." This scripture makes it very plain that it is not a sin to plan our lives. We ought to plan according to three things. If the Lord wills, we shall live, we shall do this or that. That's it. I mean, that's it. It is not wrong to plan for tomorrow, but remember to pray that the Lord return today. You see, it is not wrong to plan for tomorrow, but remember to pray that God returns today, that God takes us out of this world today. Remember that. It is not wrong to plan to pay back our debts for houses and cars and all kinds of things that we buy. But our debtors probably want us to plan to pay them back, right? It's not wrong to plan to pay back, but always keep in mind that the Lord might return today. It's not wrong to plan for retirement, but don't ever plan to retire from God's service. The Bible says in verse number 16, "But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil." You see, it is wrong to rejoice in what we can do and not boast in what God can do for us. Think of that. When we rejoice in our own boastings, that is evil. Verse 17 states this, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Doing good is an activity we should never forsake. We should never forsake that at all. Doing good, the sin of omission, is if we know to do good and do it not, that is sin. The sin of commission, if we know a thing is sin and do it anyway, of course, that is sin. Do not be a successful failure. Live your life the way God wants you to live it. Always understand this. Do what God wants you to do, always.
You know, early in the message, Pastor Reynolds made this point. We cannot make the assumption that we have tomorrow. For some, today will be their last day on earth. For some, this may be expected, but for many, it's not. They had life, they had breath, and they had plans for tomorrow. But for some, tomorrow will not come. We need to be sure that we are ready today to stand before God. If you're saved, then be serving Him now. If you're lost, seek Him now. Come to Him with your sin, turn from it, believe in Him, and ask for salvation. You know, our time is almost up, but we do want to take a moment and invite you to attend services with us. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We're going to be starting services this morning at 10 a.m., and then this afternoon services will be starting at 3:45. We'll also have a midweek Bible study, which starts each Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And if you'd like to learn more about Independence Baptist Church, then please log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. I'd also like to encourage you to check out our sermon audio page, where you can listen to sermons on your computer, your phone, or your tablet. That website address is sermonaudio.com/IBC. Well, our time is up, but we are thankful you were able to join us this morning, and we look forward to being with you again next Sunday at 8 a.m.